With a Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Justin Berg. Justin, tell me, what's on the agenda as our growers prepare for spring?
Obviously, with this latest weather coming through the region, it's going to slow things down a little bit, get some of these people settled down that wanted to get in the field early. But farmers, you know, I would just highly recommend getting in with their retailers, getting their varieties selected for spring wheat. Make sure they have everything in place for getting their varieties and how many acres they're going to have for spring wheat this year. And then beyond that, too, just making sure that they got their fertility in place as well, whether that's getting their variable rate prescription in place, looking over soil tests, making sure the maps are getting worked on and ready to go, because it is just around the corner. And then also, you know, the crop protection side of it as well. You never know what product's going to be a bit available. If they can put any plans in place ahead of time, they're just going to be that much better off. I highly suggest farmers get in, talk to the retailers, and start making some of those plans for that product.
As far as varieties, is everything available that growers should be looking at?
Yeah, so far this year, WB9590 and WB9479, there's a really good supply. And then as we go west, some of that WB9719 and WB9606 also readily available. I know supplies are going fast in certain areas of that WB9590, our number one product, especially for that Red River Valley. So yeah, just encourage farmers to get in and visit with the retailers on it.
Justin Berg from Westbred. Find out more at westbred.com.